Now, when a mass shooting takes place in the United States, a morbid question is immediately asked in cash-strapped newsrooms. Is the death toll high enough to justify sending people to the scene? They are so common, are they even news? Well, our North America correspondent James Glenday was recently dispatched to El Paso, Texas, for an atrocity that did, briefly, manage to gain worldwide attention.
We can't confirm there were multiple victims. I can't confirm their status yet, and I can't confirm the numbers.
Another shooting, another morbid discussion. Do we stay or do we go? Barring anything unusual, our bureau's yardstick for travel to a massacre site used to be about 10 dead. In 2019, it's a tougher call. In the past 10 months, there have been 4 shootings that have killed 11 people or more. Unless at least 17 have been slain, a massacre doesn't even register on those atrocious top 10 most deadly lists circulated online. So the grisly, tricky question is, how many of these events should we commit to covering in great detail? Some ABC listeners seem to have already made up their minds. After 5 days in El Paso, Texas, reporting on the recent white supremacist attack on a suburban Walmart that claimed 22 lives, a substantial number wrote to me and broadly asked, "Why are you spending so much time there? Isn't this just another day in America, something to be expected in a nation that's repeatedly rejected sensible gun control?" The local police guarding the crime scene chipped in with some feedback too. One officer, who was bemused that multiple Australian TV crews would come all the way to Texas, opined that mass shootings were the celebrities of the gun violence problem, overshadowing the enormous number of Americans that are shot every day. According to the Gun Violence Archive website, about 9,500 people have died from bullet wounds so far this year. There's no fixed definition for a mass shooting in the United States, but the website puts the 2019 tally at 262. Others say it's 17 or just 7. Regardless, the El Paso atrocity makes every one of those lists. By any measure, it was a big one. The FBI is investigating it as an act of domestic terrorism, and combined with the shooting 13 hours later in Dayton, Ohio, it did shake the nation, briefly leading to an examination of what might be done to stop the bloodshed. In the aftermath, the national debate swiftly switched from the horrific events at the Walmart to heated discussion about white supremacism, racist political rhetoric, gun control, and a murderous manifesto. And, as is so often, predictably, sadly, the case with these sorts of atrocities or terrorist attacks, the families of the victims felt badly overlooked.
And he just cold-bloodedly came straight at us and shot us.
David Johnson, for example, died a hero, a family man to the end. The 63-year-old sacrificed himself, sheltering his beloved wife and 9-year-old granddaughter from the El Paso gunman so they could live. But how many have heard his story? Even as we become increasingly numb due to the frequency of these horrific events and the scale of gun deaths in the United States, the enormous human cost should never be allowed to simply blend into the background. Those who die deserve to be remembered as so much more than just a number.
How true. US correspondent James Glenday reporting there.